In the process of doing research for this DVD release of Peter Pan, the studio archives uncovered a magazine article written by Walt Disney himself, entitled Why I Made Peter Pan. It was originally published in April 1953, just a few weeks after the film's premiere, in a magazine called Brief, which is no longer in publication.
What you are about to hear is a dramatic recreation of an abridgment of that article in which Walt Disney explains the special significance of this story for him.
This is truly a rare opportunity for us to hear this story in Walt's own words.
Now, the world of make-believe has always delighted and absorbed me ever since I was a little boy. It began when I was a child. Every evening after supper, my grandmother would take down from the shelf the well-worn volumes of Grimm's Fairy Tales and Hans Christian Andersen. And next to Snow White, I cared most for Peter Pan. But my introduction to him was even more exciting. We were living on a farm, and one morning as we walked to school, we found entrancing new posters. A road company was coming to the nearby town of Marceline, and the play they were presenting was Peter Pan with Maud Adams. It took most of the contents of two toy savings banks to buy our tickets, but my brother Roy and I didn't care. For 2 hours, we lived in Neverland with Peter and his friends. I took many memories away from the theater with me, but the most thrilling of all was the vision of Peter flying through the air. Peter Pan, you see, is a work of sheer magic, and you do not create magic to order. We had somehow to recreate the essence of make-believe and do it in such a way that millions of people who have known and loved Barry's play since it was first performed in 1904 would recognize it and approve of what we had done. We found the key to our approach in the words of Barry himself. Nothing of importance ever happens to us after we reach the age of 12. And he also once wrote the heartfelt plea, "Oh, that we might be boys and girls all our lives." Packed into these two sentences is the secret that the author had found, the understanding that no experience of our grown-up lives can equal the experience of the child, to whom everything in the world is bright and new and full of wonder. What Barry wished to do, and what we had to do in bringing his play to the screen, was to recreate a children's world, but a children's world in which adults could find a place. Our mechanics of fantasy are certainly different from the ones Barry had at his command 50 years ago, but I think that in some ways we have come closer to his original concept than anyone else has. But he's the same Peter, and it's the same Neverland, and the same Tinkerbell, and the same darling family that we have always loved.